Royal Canadians, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Guy Lombardo. Yes. I only know about four jokes, and I just rotate them. You know that I'm not Mary Wells. You figured that out. My job as opening act and musical director for Miss Wells is to do this one song that everybody gets real excited. Starts throwing paper money at the band and heavily tipping the hired help. To give credit where credit is due, introducing this next fine artist, telling this short story. And in 1959, a gentleman, Barry Gordy, had a small record label named Tamla Records in Detroit. He was also producing Jackie Wilson for another record label. And for that reason, a 15-year-old songwriter walked in off the street and asked to see Mr. Gordy and told him that she had written a song that she would like to give to Jackie Wilson. He said, well, give me the sheet music and I'll give it to him. He says, she said, no, no, I can't write down music or read music. He said, well, can you sing music? She says, well, all right, I'll sing it for you. She sang the song and he said, how about a record deal for yourself on my new record label to be called Motown Records? She said, well, I have to ask my mom. I asked my mama, and she asked her mama, and Billboard tells us that between 1960 and 1983, she has charted 26 hit singles on the top 100 Billboard R&B and pop charts. You gotta cut that echo off this, please. She was the original star of the Motown Review. She brought so many other artists to the scene, like the Temptations, which she found, took on the road as her background singers, and got them signed to the label. She took Marvin Gaye into the studio for the first time and recorded her classic Marvin and Mary album and recordings together, which allowed her the entrance into the pop charts. She's back on stage where she belongs, recently sharing in an Emmy Award for her returning to the Apollo Theater and for the 25th anniversary of the Motown acts. And we're very proud to announce that this year she is the official nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Please put your hands together and welcome the legendary singer-songwriter, Miss Mary Wells.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to continue with the 60s. And if you feel like you want to join in, clap your hands. Let's just party. You're having a good time. All right, let's get together and give the band, Will Porter, Curtis Womack, one of the famous Womack brothers, a pretty big round of applause.
You want some water, Mary?
I must say, that this is my first time ever working in Vegas longer than one night, and it's a treat, and I hope you feel the same way. Because I do believe, even though I don't know some of you, we do know each other through records, and we do know each other. So we get a chance to see each other, enjoy each other, and party together. And we're going to clap our hands and sing and enjoy ourselves and go back to the 60s and get rejuvenated. Here we go. Yeah.
you love it.
1, 2, 3.
There's one last Smokey Robinson. In to make me feel good, because there's no more than clap your hands. The year 1961. We'll be right back.
She's trying to
one more time, you got it, come on.
She's
games and the football games. Any folks remember that? Now we ladies couldn't wear the sweat. I mean, we couldn't work in basketball, but we can naturally wear the sweaters. And when we would win the game, notice I said we win the game, we would go to the nearest jukebox and play this song.
That's the sound of the men working on the train.
Stand by me.
1964 was the year that I got my wish, and I call this one the cream of my crop. We'll be right back.
Miss Mary Wells.